we now have with us Captain Tyler Sutherland, and of course overseas. And I guess tell us where you're located, basically, and some of your responsibilities and what you're up to on this Friday.
Good to be with you, ma'am. I'm currently here in near Baghdad, Iraq. My job is I'm the aide-de-camp to Brigadier General Turner, who is our Deputy Commanding General Support for the CJ Flick and the 1st Infantry Division.
And when we talk about different responsibilities, I'm sure on a daily basis, I mean, is there even a typical day for you, Captain?
Our days are definitely very much all different. But for me, my daily routine kind of is to support him in any way, shape, or form in order to allow him to kind of continue to think about the strategic fight that's happening up in Mosul. I'm here to ensure that everything else for him is kind of taken care of so that he can focus on that fight and not have to worry about too many other things.
And I can only imagine what all that involves. I mean, as I said, I'm sure there's no typical day, but just, you know, some of those different things that you do try to take care of for him and that makes his job so much easier. I imagine it involves a lot of different things.
It does. It's a very wide kind of scope of nature. So I go from doing everything with regards to setting up his engagements and his travel to make sure he gets where he needs to be and is talking to the right people. I take notes for him at his engagements to publish for him and to use later on for his reference if he needs to make any decisions, as well as writing any of his any remarks that he's going to give to different groups so that he doesn't have to sit down and kind of nug out his speeches. I'll at least give him a draft form first to help him save that time. I also try to help all of those that support him get the right guidance and kind of help them lean forward in every way, shape, or form that they do support him so that they have the right stuff, right information on hand so that they don't have to go directly to him for a lot of the information that they need.
Well, you have an impressive background, and I didn't warn you that I would do this, but from Liberal, Kansas, which we welcome you, fellow Kansan, with us today. But graduating, of course, you went to West Point and a Bachelor of Science in Nuclear Engineering. Now, that's pretty impressive. Tell us, does that help you in your current role?
I'm not doing very much with regards to nuclear engineering in this job, but I'll tell you what. It gave me the opportunity to really push myself and challenge myself through my academic endeavors, which has transferred over into the job I'm in now. And as we go into ever evolving and changing kind of operations here, it really helped me learn kind of the work ethic and the flexibility to continue to push and help all those around me to make the right decisions and kind of continue to stay upbeat with what we're doing here.
Now, I do notice that you're certified in mechanical engineering, though. Are you able to use that much at all?
So General Turner, every now and then, if he has an engineering question, he'll ask me what my kind of thoughts on some things are. But we have an entire engineering kind of department here that we lean on for that kind of thing. But I'm not using it a whole lot in the exact job that I'm in. But we do have some engineers here that are doing some great work, and I do give him a little bit of a perspective from somebody outside of that specific department in order to break the groupthink and just give him another perspective on some of our engineer operations.
And, you know, what's interesting about that, and I think for people that might even be considering a military career, is they can be leaders in other areas and then end up doing maybe something a little bit different. But I'm sure you mainly do look for leaders, and it definitely sounds like you are one of those.
Well, thank you very much, ma'am. Yeah, the Army and the military in general have a very wide variety of jobs and opportunities for people from all different backgrounds and people who want to do all different kinds of things. I mean, we've got people all the way from engineers to people who are cooking food or who want to be culinary experts to people who are running our public affairs. So there's a wide variety of jobs and opportunities for people from all different backgrounds and desires to join and serve and serve honorably.
And I noticed, too, you are on the combative team for Fort Riley. And do I see a little wrestling here in your background, too?
Yes, ma'am. That's actually how I got to West Point. Was I wrestled in high school out of Liberal, did fairly well in 5A, and they asked me to come wrestle in college. I went to West Point and wrestled my freshman year. Suffered an injury to my elbow my freshman year, which kind of ended that career. After I got out and graduated and went on to Fort Riley, I've been able to kind of rekindle that and pursue continue to pursue the sport of combatives through the Fort Riley's program and Fort Riley's team. So very lucky to have some of the coaches and the teammates that we have there. And the program that is being ran by Frank Portillo is an amazing program.
Now, I'm wondering how much spare time you have while you're there in country there. But, you know, what do you do if you do have spare time? Do you have much of that?
We don't have a whole lot of it. That's for sure, because we're continuing to try to support the Iraqis in every way possible. But in the spare time that I do have, I really enjoy sports. I'm a big sports junkie. So being my combatives background, I continue to try to follow all that's happening in the UFC and then Bellator back home, as well as the NBA playoffs that are unfolding right now. And back when football season was here, I try to follow that as closely as possible. I also have been trying to read some books since I've been here, some business books and leadership books in order to continue to try to help myself develop and become a better leader every day for those that I work with and around.
And you just made me think of something when you mentioned social media. I had the opportunity to be on a panel of a variety of folks we had a speaker in town who talked, she had written a book about social media and how it's changed the military, especially when you're overseas like that, and no doubt it has. And I'm sure it could be a godsend at times, and also sometimes not quite that way, I would guess. And I don't know how much access you have. You have quite a bit of social media. Do you like it, or would you rather, you know, stay focused on other things? Just curious about that.
I'll tell you what, there's definitely a time and a place for it in the operations that we're currently in. But when we do get a little bit of time to indulge in it, it's nice to have it as an opportunity to stay connected with our loved ones back home and the people in the community of Fort Riley and the greater Flint Hills area. But I would say that we definitely we get enough access to it to continue to keep those relationships and stay in contact with those that we need to stay in contact with.
Well, and I guess while we're thinking about thoughts of home, you know, just, I know we've mentioned home a bit, of course, you being from Liberal, but anything else you want to share that way? And I imagine, you know, even though you're tremendously busy, I'm sure there are those lonely moments.
Yeah, there definitely is. We everyone here, that's probably one of the hardest things about being in a deployed environment is missing our loved ones and our friends back home. And they're constantly on our hearts and on our minds. But we're here to do a mission and we try to stay as focused on that as possible. I do know that all of us here are extremely proud to say that we're from Fort Riley in the 1st Infantry Division. And we're extremely thankful for the support that the greater Flint Hills region and all of our partners there at Fort Riley give us. We wouldn't be able to do what we do, and we wouldn't be able to be nearly as successful as we are if we didn't have your support, not only to us, but to our families back home. So it's we're extremely fortunate to have by far the best community that any military community has.
Well, anything else at all you want to add before we wrap up today? And appreciate you sharing with us kind of what your daily life's like over there, but just anything else at all?
Yes, ma'am. Not only are we thankful for our opportunities to have the community that we do back home and their support, but we're all looking forward to our transition, back into the community. And we're looking forward to celebrating our 100th year anniversary and whatnot during our victory week when we get back and being able to engage with the community through that as well. So we're all looking forward to it. It's coming up here shortly, and we can't wait to be back and have all of you guys around us again.
Glad to hear you'll be back. I just had a couple folks on air with me yesterday talking about Victory Week and the different things that were planned for that. And so really do appreciate you mentioning that. And it has been a true pleasure to visit with you today. Again, we've had with us Captain Tyler Sutherland and, of course, Fort Riley. Appreciate him checking in from overseas.